tēnā koutou katoa, nō mai, haere mai. I'm Christine Argyle, and it's my pleasure to welcome you all this evening to the 2012 Gala Finale of the New Zealand Choral Federation's Big Sing Festival. We welcome you, special guests, school principals, parents, supporters, choir directors, accompanists and students, and others of you have simply come for an evening of fantastic choral music. If you've never been to the Big Sing Finale before, I can tell you it's going to be a great night ahead. Well, before we begin, we'd like to thank Creative New Zealand, New Zealand Community Trust, Wellington City Council, Positively Wellington Venues, New Zealand On Air, Wellington Community Trust, the Lion Foundation, Pub Charity, and Radio New Zealand Concert for their generous support. A special welcome to the Minister of Arts and Culture, Chris Finlayson, who will be presenting some of the awards later on tonight, and the founder and patron of the New Zealand Choral Federation, Peter Godfrey, who's also in the audience tonight. And lastly, a warm welcome to the adjudicators for this year's finale, Deborah Shearer-Durie from Brisbane, James Tibbles and Peter Watts, both from Auckland. Jonathan Greaves-Smith was to have come over from Melbourne to chair the panel, but a family bereavement has meant that he went to England instead. He sends his regrets and best wishes for the finale, and we're very fortunate that James Tibbles has been prepared to step in to chair the panel at such short notice. Well, the gala concert is the culmination of 3 days of rehearsals, recitals and public performances in the community. There are 22 choirs here this evening. 18 of them were selected from regional festivals held in June, in which nearly 9,000 students from all over the country took part. There are 4 guest choirs performing this evening. These are choirs that are up and coming, but they're not actually competing for awards. At the end of the evening, all of the competing choirs will be awarded either a gold, silver, or bronze or finalist placing, and one of the choirs could possibly receive the ultimate accolade, the Big Sing Platinum Award. Other special awards include the Hutt City Trophy for the best performance of a New Zealand composition and the Oahi Kore Māori Performance Award for the best performance of a work using a Māori text. And there's one other prize, the Big Sing Youth Ambassadors Award. This will be awarded to the choir which, in the opinion of the organisers, demonstrates outstanding engagement with all elements of the Big Sing National Finale, and whose choir members, through their general demeanour, demonstrate the qualities and spirit requisite of ambassadors for youth. This award is open to both competing and guest choirs. During the course of the last 3 days, each of the competing choirs was required to present 2 recitals of 10 minutes duration, performing 6 pieces in total. This evening you'll hear 1 piece from each of the choirs. The 3-day event is also broadcast live over the internet, including tonight's gala concert. Now, before I introduce the first of the choirs at this year's national finale, can I please remind you that this concert is being recorded for later broadcast by Radio New Zealand Concert, so please turn off your cell phones and anything else that might compete with the music on stage. Well, now for some singing. The first of our choirs this evening is Bel Canto from Burnside High School in Christchurch. Bel Canto was established in 1987 and has had major competition successes in New Zealand and overseas. The choir's won many Big Sing Gold Awards and twice won the Platinum Award for Supreme Excellence, as well as the Hutt City Trophy. Bel Canto recorded their own CD in 2007 and followed that one up with another one of Christmas music the next year. And tonight, Bel Canto is going to sing for us the Gloria from Mass No. 6 by Hungarian composer György Orbán.